In a 6-1 vote, the Cone Ranch Environmental Advisory Panel voted to recommend that the BOCC transfer control of Cone Ranch to ELAP. Panel member Hugh Gramling was the opposing vote. The decision comes on the tail end of months of debate in deciding whether to sell the nearly 13,000-acre Cone Ranch to the private investors FCEG or preserve it. The motion to preserve was brought forth by panel member Denise Lane.
We, the Cone Ranch Advisory Committee, recommend to the Hillsborough County Board of County Commissioners to direct the Water Department to convey title to ELAP of the entire Cone Ranch property. We believe this is the best, and underline best, way to protect, preserve, and restore Cone Ranch in perpetuity.
Cone Ranch has been under the control of Tampa Water since 1990. In mid-2008, FCEG offered to purchase the land and divide it up among 6 conservation buyers. The notion to sell the property to a private investor, however, has stirred a lot of controversy among those in support of preserving Cone Ranch and transferring its control to ELAP. ELAP is Hillsborough County's Environmental Lands Acquisition and Protection Program. Among the at least 20 citizens in attendance at the meeting Monday, a man who calls himself Alligator Bob said putting Cone Ranch in the hands of ELAP is the only logical choice.
The property at Cone Ranch should be preserved. And we have an entity within the county created years ago to preserve the natural resources of our community. Because once these properties are developed for whatever public or private use, the natural resources of that land is lost forever. And I fought 3 battles to keep Cone Ranch as it is or let it go back to nature. And I would like you to do the same thing. Make that recommendation that the fee simple transfer of this property go to ELAP. ELAP knows how to manage it. They know how to make money off of it. This property is valuable to us. We're going to preserve it. We're going to make public accessible to it, and the public is willing to pay for that.
Before Monday's meeting, FCG put its proposal to buy Cone Ranch on hold. After an unofficial meeting on October 16th, FCG sent a letter to the advisory panel stating their new proposition. It aimed at working with ELAP. Panel member Vivian Handy, a staunch supporter for citizen input at the meetings, said she was upset when she saw the letter at the October 23rd meeting for the first time without ever being notified of the October 16th meeting beforehand.
I was just concerned that it was not brought to the attention of the panel during the October 23rd meeting as a discussion item, because it made it sound like there was representation for the entire panel at that meeting, yet none of the panel members had been informed. So I was waiting for it to be brought up as a topic, and it wasn't, and I felt like that was not the right way to handle it.
The issue that remained on the table at Monday morning's meeting was deciding how to preserve the property and keep it in the public's control. A motion that was made by panel member Roseanne Clementi stated that the land should remain at its status quo and continue to be publicly owned under the control of Tampa Water. This motion was rejected by several committee members. Panel member Pamela Jo Hatley likened the fate of Cone Ranch to that of Brooker Creek if Cone Ranch were to remain publicly owned.
One point I'd make is Brooker Creek. I mean, look at Brooker Creek. It's in public ownership, but what's going on out there? It's supposed to be a preservation, development all over the place out there for utilities, mixing facilities and all kinds of things. I don't want to see that happen on Cone Ranch. So I believe that the status quo is not acceptable because under the utilities, business plan, it's not going to take care of this property the way it needs to be taken care of. It's going to be staying in public ownership and it's going to be protected. Then that needs to be explicit in the public ownership, and the only way we can do that is through ELAP.
Marcella Osteen made her way to the podium to express her support for not leaving Cone Ranch in the hands of Tampa Water and fear that down the line, Cone Ranch will face similar problems.
I thought that Cone Ranch was safe pretty much. When I thought about it at all, I figured it's in the bag, it's safe, until the brokers come with their proposal to buy it. And much to my surprise, the county commissioners, instead of just saying, no, it's not for sale, entertain the notion. So this is a scary thing, and they were treating it, or are treating it, like a commodity. And if times get hard down the road, harder, then they may say, okay, all you taxpayers, to have your services in place, we have to sell this commodity. Anything can happen with a commodity. The Pandora's box has been opened. I see that now.
Additional recommendations were added to the motion that passed. Among the 7 or 8, they included ensuring that the public have access to the property and requiring that the BOCC follow up with ELAP if ELAP were to take control of the property. Panel member Hugh Gramling voted in accordance with these recommendations, but in the end voted in opposition of passing the packaged motion. Gramling said the recommendations made by the panel are just recommendations, and the ultimate decision comes down to the BOCC. Wesley Bailey said he is ready to take on the BOCC as well in his campaign to preserve Cone Ranch.
There has been a tidal wave of support for Cone Ranch so far, but this is just a trickle compared to what's going to happen at the BOCC if this panel does anything other than recommend Cone Ranch go into ELAP. You were put here probably to take the heat for making a tough decision, but in any event, you've got emails, you've received phone calls. It's nothing compared to what's coming. Trust me. We've held our fire, saved our powder for the county commissioners meeting, and they're going to feel the heat.
The date for the next Hillsborough Board of County Commissioners meeting for Cone Ranch is yet to be determined, but there's a possibility of it taking place on December 2nd. For WMNF News in Tampa, I'm Conchetta DeLuco.